Welcome to Blood, Sweat, and Cells. We'll talk about sickle cell disease, a podcast brought to you by the Heart of Gold Sickle Cell Foundation of Northern Virginia and funded by a grant through the Virginia Department of Health. In this episode, we'll discuss the similarities between Juneteenth and World Sickle Cell Day, which are both commemorated on June 19th. And we'll also speak with Dr. Sean A. Allen about the new Sickle Cell Center at Inova Hospital that's transforming the quality of care for adults living with sickle cell disease in Northern Virginia. Juneteenth and World Sickle Cell Day have different origins, but are unified in highlighting African American history and challenges. While Juneteenth commemorates the end of slavery in America, it also reminds us of the ongoing endeavor for racial justice. World Sickle Cell Day spotlights the high incidence of sickle cell anemia among African Americans and the continued push for equitable treatment of sickle cell patients. Stay tuned. Up next, Heart of Gold board member, Valerie Bay, speaks with Dr. Sean A. Allen, the Director of Clinical Research at the Adult Sickle Cell Center at Inova Hospital and Assistant Professor at the University of Virginia School of Medicine.
Dr. Allen, thank you so much for being here. In many communities across the U.S., young adults with sickle cell anemia are at high risk for increased hospitalization when, you know, transitioning to adult care. Why is that?
Thank you so much for having me. The reason for that is, you know, the short end of it is there's a lack of adult comprehensive sickle cell centers or adult sickle cell providers that can provide that same type of care that patients received in the pediatric patient. So oftentimes when they transition out from pediatrics to adults, the patients are left on their own to find an adult provider that's willing to provide that same level of detailed care that they had when they were under a pediatrician's care.
Okay, and what is the difference between pediatric treatment for patients with sickle cell and adults with sickle cell?
Adults come with the concept of, now I'm an adult in this world, I need to figure out who I am to take charge of my own health and my life and my career, my family, and my health. And so that's a big coming of age transition for adults. Not only that, on top of that, now they're responsible for attending those appointments on their own, maintaining their healthcare visits and all the screening studies. And sickle cell disease is very time consuming. So being able to take your medications every day, do your blood work, see your providers, do those eye screenings, and it's complicated and it's complex. And when a young individual is trying to start a family or build a career, to, you know, do that and have to address their sickle cell simultaneously, it can be challenging and they need a lot of help. And that's when it kind of goes back to seeing a high rate of hospitalizations in patients are in that age of between pediatrics to adults because of the need to really provide comprehensive hands-on.
Yeah, that is so true. Now, the exciting news is that Inova now has an adult sickle cell center. Let's talk about that and some of the services that are available for patients.
Yes, thank you so much. We're incredibly excited and very grateful to have this opportunity at Inova. We have the Inova Adult Sickle Cell Center. It's located within Shaw Cancer Institute across the street from Inova Fairfax Hospital. We are a group of providers. We have APP as well as social work, nurse navigator, and a new patient coordinator that helps us run the clinic. We provide comprehensive sickle cell disease management. We evaluate for psychosocial contributors to disease management and how we can help bridge the gap in those areas. We also have a dedicated infusion center where our patients can receive same-day IV opioids and IV fluids and crisis management. We have an on-site laboratory as well as on-site imaging center. A lot of the providers that we refer our patients to are either on-site or very close proximity.
Yeah, and that's a big difference than having to wait in an emergency room for hours, isn't it?
Indeed, exactly right.
Okay, now is it possible to coordinate care or the transfer of patients at other hospitals to come to this center for sickle cell care?
Yes, so that question, I think about it in two aspects, the outpatient care as well as inpatient care. In terms of outpatient care, whenever providers from the community or other hospitals or healthcare settings alert us of a sickle cell patient, they refer them to our sickle cell center. We act promptly to get them in, get all their records, and have them seen in our clinic right away. There's really no delay time in that. We're able to see patients right away. In terms of a hospital-to-hospital transfer, if the patients are our own or patients have complications, we're always very happy to evaluate those patients and take them, especially when urgent services like, you know, emergent red blood cell exchange is needed. Our providers across ANOVA are very dedicated to the management and well-being of our sickle cell patients and always available to help us.
Okay. Now, how about insurance? That's a big concern for persons with sickle cell who may be receiving disability. Does this center accept Medicare?
Yes. So we accept essentially any forms of insurance for all Virginia residents, even if they don't have insurance. We work with them to apply for charity through ANOVA and get them in to see them that way. Patients who live in D.C. and Maryland will take Medicare as well as commercial and private insurance.
Okay. Now, what advancements have been made in the treatment for adults with sickle cell disease?
I love this talk because we've had significant advancements, not enough, but we're getting there and more to come. Historically, we only had hydroxyurea for the modality of treatment for sickle cell disease. Now we have another oral agent called Voxelotor, as well as an infusion monoclonal antibody called crizanlizumab that's available to patients. In bone marrow transplant has been around, but gene therapy is coming, you know, hopefully in the coming months to year, and we'll see what that looks like in terms of insurance coverage and availability to patients, but it's incredibly exciting. Not only that, there's quite a few researchers and companies and investigators really trying to figure out other aspects of sickle cell disease management and other modalities of intervention. So more to come.
And more to come. That's awesome. Now, can you share any success stories or positive outcomes resulting from your clinic's efforts to support adults with sickle cell disease?
Yes, this is my absolute favorite part. We have quite a few patients that before our clinic opened officially and all of our providers were recruited, were spending 20 to 40% of their time in the hospital because their disease was not managed. Since we opened, these patients have been able to come to our clinic oftentimes weekly to get them on board on disease-modifying therapies and address the sickle cell disease. We also work with them to address any psychosocial barriers to their health and their, you know, well-being. And what that's allowed us to do is to really get to know these patients on a weekly basis and troubleshoot whatever we need to do with them to get their disease under better control. And so what we have seen is that a large number of these patients are now at home. They're spending time with their friends, their families. They're rediscovering their hobbies. People who graduated with incredible degrees that were too sick to really pursue a career are now doing that. They're living independently, they're traveling, they're doing wonderful things, and it's just so inspiring and so exciting to see that. And I am incredibly proud of our patient population, and they're flourishing.
That is fantastic. Now for the real important information, how can people call, get more information, and schedule to make an appointment?
Wonderful. The best way to get a hold of us currently is to call us. Our number is 571-472-1390, and we'll be happy to accommodate and allow patients to come in as soon as they need to be seen. Our website is in development, so stay tuned. Hopefully that'll be available soon, and I'll let you know about that.
Okay, Dr. Allen, thank you so much for being my guest today. I hope this is one of many podcasts we can do with the Adult Sickle Cell Center here at ANOVA.
Well, thank you so much for having me and your dedication to sickle cell disease patients in our community, and we are just so appreciative of you.
Thank you for listening to Blood, Sweat, and Cells. Real talk about sickle cell disease. If you'd like to learn more about ANOVA's Adult Sickle Cell Center, call 571-472-1390. The clinic is located at 8081 Innovation Park Drive, 4th floor, Skyline Clinic in Fairfax, Virginia. To reach the Heart of Gold Foundation, call 703-370-3234 or send email to info@heartofgold.org. The Heart of Gold Sickle Cell Foundation of Northern Virginia is a 501c3 organization committed to helping individuals affected by sickle cell disease live full and fulfilling lives.